弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次能够在主面前交通的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to share before the Lord.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
借着你爱子道成肉身，并且被钉在十字架上。
Through your beloved Son, Word become flesh and being crucified on the cross.
并且把我们带回到父神的家中。
And bring us back to the Father's house.
使我们不但可以来到父神的面前，也能够与众弟兄姊妹一同享受父神的爱。
So that not only we can come before the Heavenly Father, and together with brothers and sisters, we can enjoy Father's love.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们也把赞美感谢归给你。
And we also give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
我们为了下面一点的时间，我们求你向我们的心说话。
Pray that speak to our hearts with the following time.
你知道说话的、翻译的、听话的，都需要你的恩典，也需要你的怜悯。
You know how much we need your grace and your mercy for us who speak, those who translate, and those who listen.
求你向我们打开你天上的窗户。
Pray that you opened up the heavenly window to us.
求你使我们软弱的人可以刚强起来。
Strengthen us who are weak.
求你使我们眼睛需要被开启的，能够得你的真实开启。
And for those of us whose eyes shall be open, please open our eyes.
我们求你真是把你的圣灵倾倒在我们当中。
Pray that you can pour down your Holy Spirit among us.
运行丰富的运行在我们里面。
Abundantly works among us.
使我们里面的人刚强，使我们得着你第一手的带领。
So our inner man can be strengthened and receive your first-hand guidance.
愿今天这一点的时间蒙你的纪念。
May you remember this time today.
愿主真是向我们的心说话。
Pray that you speak to our hearts.
但愿我们离开这里的时候，是带着我们的主丰富的同在，丰富的你自己的话语真是你自己的显现在我们里面。能带我们能够进入这实际的生活里面。
Pray that as we leave today, your presence and the riches of your words can guide us into a reality of yourself.
谢谢主。
Thank you, thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。好，我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let's read places of scriptures.
第一处哥林多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
God is faithful, by whom you are called unto the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
后面这一段就是可以说好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督进入交通。
Which is enter unto the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord.
再看约翰福音第十七章。
Gospel Book of John, chapter 17.
十七章十七节到二十三节。
Verse 17 through 23.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
你怎样差我到世上？我也照样差他们到世上。
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That they all might be one, as thou Father art in me and I in thee, that they also might be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
And the glory which thou givest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
再请看约翰一书第一章。
Please look at 1 John chapter 1.
第一到第四节。
Verse 1 through 4.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which you have heard, which you have seen with our eyes, which you have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full.
我们从使徒行传第一章，主耶稣他复活以后，在地上跟门徒交通的事情，有看出几个重点。
We have seen several important points as we look at chapter 1 of book of Acts. After our Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead and as he has fellowship with his disciples.
那几个重点可以说是主心头中最重要的事情。
Those few important points are the most important things in our Lord's heart.
所以主耶稣他在复活以后，他跟门徒是继续的讲说神国的事情。
So after our Lord Jesus has resurrected, he continues to talk with his disciples about the things of God, the kingdom of God.
虽然我们对国度的认识、理解和经历都非常少。
Even though our knowledge or experience or understanding about the kingdom is very limited.
但是这件事情在主耶稣的心头中，在神的心头中是一件重大的事情。
But this issue about the kingdom in Lord Jesus' heart and God's heart is very important.
所以主就复活以后，他还继续跟他们讲神国的事情，而且要借着教会来彰显神国度。
Therefore, after our Lord Jesus has resurrected, he continued to share about the kingdom of God with his disciples, and also through the church, the kingdom of God shall be manifested.
而第二件事情就是主耶稣复活以后。要告诉门，他告诉门徒要在耶路撒冷等他们受圣灵的浸。
And the second thing is that after Lord Jesus resurrected, he told his disciples they shall wait in Jerusalem for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的浸最重大的、最主要的意思就是基督的身体要被建立起来，要见证出来。
And the major meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the body of Christ shall be built and be manifested.
所以教会无论是在耶路撒冷、犹太全地或者撒玛利亚一直到地极，都是为耶稣基督做见证。
Therefore, the church, whether it's from Jerusalem to all the Judea and Samaria unto the outermost part of the world, shall testify for Lord Jesus Christ.
所以为耶稣基督做见证是主他离开地上之后，是这个见证是交给教会的。
Therefore, the testimony of Jesus Christ was being entrusted to church after he left the earth.
然后主耶稣就被接上天了。
And then our Lord was being ascended to heaven.
他被接上天的时候，有两个使者在那里说，他怎样被接去，又要怎样回来。
When he was being received to heaven, there were two angels say that how he was received up, he shall also come back the same way.
结果我们就看到，在当时的圣徒。他们就很盼望主马上就回来。
Then we see that how longing are the saints back then really hope that Lord Jesus come back soon.
有时候我们想说，我们现在已经是主后两千多少年了，所以好像我们对于主再来，一面好像觉得很近，但一面好像觉得又很遥远。
For us, because it's been more than 2,000 years since our Lord went to heaven, sometimes we feel that the things about Lord's coming back, sometimes we feel it's coming soon, but sometimes we feel it's still far away.
但对于亲近主的人来讲的话， 神会启示他主对于主的再来是何等的重要和迫切。
But for those who are so close to the Lord, God will reveal to him how important and how hesitant that is that for about Lord's coming back.
所以当我们说到我们进入天父与神儿子的交通，这个交通不单是个人的，也是教会团体的，弟兄姊妹之间一起来到神面前的。
So as we talk about the fellowship with Son and with the Heavenly Father and His Son Jesus Christ, this fellowship is not just between individual but also corporately.
在这个交通当中，第一件最需要重最重要的事是什么
？So what is the first most important thing about this fellowship?
主耶稣是不是可以马上来
？Whether Lord Jesus can come back quickly?
我必须承认，我在刚得救一段时间。我是非常不在乎，也非常忽略这件事情。
I have to confess that when I just got saved, that I really did not pay attention and also ignore this issue.
我每天早上也起来晨更。
Every day I woke up for morning devotion.
我也常常跑去各种聚会。
And I often went to different kinds of meetings.
我也去传福音。
I also share gospel.
我甚至有时候服侍的时候也很用力。
And also, I have put so much effort when served.
而且我的确，这个信主之后有很多改变。
And truly, I have so much change after I believe the Lord.
人家看到我外面的改变，其实我里面的改变比我外面更大。
People have seen my outward have been changed, but actually, I've been changed even greater inner.
但是，我心里一直有个疑问。
But I've always have a question in my heart.
为什么要这样改变
？Why is there such a change？
那我继续这样改变有什么意思
？So what is the meaning when I continue to change？
要往哪里去
？Where should I go？
我这样的认真去聚会有什么好处
？What is the benefit about me going to gathering so diligently？
我真的需要每天起来晨更吗
？Do I really have to wake up every morning for morning devotion？
我真的每天需要好好的亲近主吗
？Do I really have to draw close to the Lord every day？
我花这么多时间亲近主，我甚至很多事情因为主的缘故都不做，那这样值得吗
？I've spent so much time to draw close to the Lord and also given up to do so many different things because of the Lord. Is that worthwhile?
我不得不承认，那时候在我心里有很多这个疑问。
I cannot but confess that I have so many of these kind of questions.
不但有很多这个疑问，这个疑问问到最后，越问就越不想聚会。
Not only I have so many questions, but the more I ask, the more I no longer want to gather together.
越问就越没有意思。
The more I ask, the more I feel I lost the meaning.
越问神呢，就越觉得可能弟兄姊妹也没什么意思。
And the more I ask the Lord, then I start to lose the feeling toward brothers and sisters.
所以最后我就跟主就问了一个问题。
Then at the end, I asked the Lord a question.
为什么要这样
？Why this way？
那我你若不告诉我的话，我那天是很认真的。你若不告诉我的话，我今天就不去聚会了。
That day I was so serious to the Lord. I told him that if you don't tell me, then I won't go to the meeting today.
因为我那个里面的疑问越来越大。
Because the question within me is getting greater and greater.
大到一个地步，我觉得我花那么多代价去聚会，虽然是主耶稣叫我去聚会的，我觉得我不想继续。
The question has become so great that even though it is the Lord who asked me to go to the gathering, but then I no longer want to go.
主知道我的软弱。
Lord knows my weakness.
主也知道我没有办法解决我的疑问。
Lord also knows I cannot resolve my question.
所以呢，他给我一段话。
So he has given me some verse.
给大家参考。
Let me give you a.
我后来发现这段话不单单是给我的。
Later on, I realized those words are not just only for me.
可能所有的基督徒都需要。
But that all of the Christians might need it.
路加福音二十一章三十四到三十六节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 21 verse 34 to 36。
三十四节，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人， 你们 要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch you therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
这里讲到那日子如同网罗临到你们。
Here talks about the day that as a snare shall it come upon all of them.
其实呢，在那日子临到以前，他说什么？贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心，这才是最重要的关键。
But the most important issue is that your hearts be overcharged with suffering, drunkenness, and cares of this life.
常常我们的心，那时候我的感觉，常常我的心就是吃什么啦，喝什么啦，或者现在有什么今生的忧虑啦，这些东西呢，就把我绑住了。
At that time, I really feel that my heart is being bounded by what to eat, what to drink, and the concerns about this life.
因为这样的绑住，所以呢，主要说什么，主要带领我什么，我常常就跟不上，或者听不见，或者没有办法。
Because I'm being bounded by those things, therefore, whatever the Lord would like to say to me, I cannot catch up and I cannot hear.
所以这句话说什么？你要为自己祷告，时时警醒，常常的祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事。
And therefore it says that watch you therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come.
我们大概不太觉得自己需要为自己祷告。
We might not feel we need to pray for ourselves.
现在又有的吃，又有的喝，而且行动也自由，身体也不错。
Because we have things to eat, to drink, and also we're able to free.
想到哪里去就到哪里去，想休几天假就有几天假，对不对？那所以不太需要为自己祷告。
Wherever we want to go, we can go. Or if we would like to take vacations, we just take vacation. Therefore, we do not think we need to pray for ourselves.
但是有没有被前面讲的这些东西绑住了？
But have you been bounded by all those things?
有的人说他没有去度假，他日子就过不下去了。
Some people say that if we don't go on vacation, then we cannot go on with our days.
那他可能被度假绑住了。
Then maybe they are being bounded by vacation.
有的人没有天天看一下那个股票市场那个指数跑一跑，就觉得心里过不去。
So if someone not watch the stock market every day, then cannot be set free.
那可能被那个绑住了。
Maybe bounded by that.
有人总觉得说，我们总少一件衣服。
Some people might feel that I always need one more piece of clothes.
其实衣柜已经放不下了，还少一件衣服。
But actually the closet is all full, but still missing one.
你可能绑住了。
Might be bounded.
但是怎么样说？这里说要时时警醒，常常的祈求。
Here says, watch you therefore and pray always.
不要被什么东西绑住。
Don't be bounded by certain things.
这是基督徒特权。
That's a privilege of Christians.
不被地上的人事物绑住。
Not being bounded by the things, by the people, the things on earth.
使你们能站立在人子的面前。
So that you can stand before the Son of Man.
我那天特别是得以站立在人子面前，在我里面产生强烈的印象。
And that day, I feel that this impression about stand before the Son of Man has a great impression on me.
我那时候得救也不过才一年多。
Actually, back then, I was just only being saved about 1 year.
根本不关心什么主再来不再来的事情。
I really did not care about Lord's coming back.
不但不关心，你懂都听不懂。
Not only I did not care, I could not even understand.
我今天能罪得赦免已经不错了。
It was already good for my sins being forgiven.
主再来，觉得想不通的事情。
I really could not understand about Lord's coming back.
但是主没有因为我想不通，他不把话给我。
But not only, the Lord did not give me His words because I couldn't understand.
所以今天主在我们身上也有这样的工作。
Therefore, today the Lord also have His work on us.
教会的前途在哪里？
Where's the future of the church?
教会在主面前能够显出神的荣耀出来，那个前途在哪里？
Where is the future that for church able to manifest God's glory?
难道不是主再来的时候得主的称赞吗？
Isn't that a church receive Lord's praise when he comes back?
每一个基督徒的前途在哪里?
Where's the future of each Christian?
保罗的服事他就这样讲。
During Paul's ministry, he said,
他特别服事这个帖撒罗尼迦的这些弟兄姊妹说, 我希望主再来的时候, 你不单站立在他面前, 你要怎么样说, 甚至有冠冕的。
As he served the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica, he said that, I hope when the Lord comes back, not only you're able to stand before him, but also you receive the crown.
So we know,
we need the Lord to help us.
如果我们不是一个常常来到主面前的人,
If we are not someone who comes before the Lord very often, we may not pay attention to those.
但是你如果来到主面前, 可是你也许你不太注意, 但神会借着弟兄姊妹,
But if you come before the Lord, even if you do not pay attention, but He will through brothers and sisters to help us. But the Lord still will give us first hand enlightening.
等候主耶稣的显现, 对于我们每一个亲近主的人,
It is such an important thing for each one of us who draw close to the Lord to wait upon His manifestation.
我记得十几年前我刚到这里的时候,
I remember more than 10 years ago when I just came here.
有一个弟兄从香港来这里医病,
a brother came from Hong Kong to get his sickness being healed here.
那个弟兄很,有些久一点弟兄也知道,
for those brothers who stay here long that you might know him.
我去看他的时候, 他心里充满了,怎么讲,不安啊。
When I visit him, his heart is full of unpeacefulness.
他在香港的那个聚会,他是一个执事。
He is one of the ministers for his gathering in Hong Kong.
他不是刚当执事,他已经当执事当了很多年了。
He did not just serve as a minister, but he's been the minister for many years.
但是他这一次来呢,他是因为什么?他得了癌症,而且呢,到这个 Sloan Kettering, 就是就到谭永雄他们现在工作的那个医院。 医生说没办法。
His purpose to come here was to get his cancer being healed, but the doctor told him that there's really no more hope.
他心里反而觉得非常的害怕。
So his heart is full of fear.
他特别害怕，我觉得他跟我讲话，印象最深的就是，他觉得他现在还没有预备好可以遇见主。
I was being deeply The deepest impression I had was that he told me that I'm not yet ready to meet the Lord.
他不是在教会当执事吗?
Isn't he the minister in church?
他不是服侍了很多年吗?
Hasn't he served for so many years?
为什么服侍这么多年, 说马上要见主的时候, 他害怕起来。
Why is it that after so many years of service, if he's going to meet the Lord immediately, that he's full of fear?
他觉得没有一件事好像可以被主悦纳的。
He feels that there's nothing of him can be accepted by the Lord.
其实不是只有他要面对,
Actually, not just himself have to face that.
我们都要面对,
we all have to face this.
这是我们一个很现实的事情。
This is very unpractical to us.
所以刚刚那句话说, 要时时警醒, 常常的祈求。
So then it says that watch, therefore, and always pray.
为我们的光景, 自己的情况, 在主面前好好的祷告。
Pray for our conditions before the Lord.
如果我们不在乎我们个人在主面前真正的情况,
If we do not care about our true condition before the Lord,
我想我们没有办法会在乎整个教会在神面前的情况。
I think we also cannot care about the entire condition of church before God.
除非我们这一个人能够真的很认真的愿意主要调整我们愿意接受调整。
Unless we are truly willing to be adjusted by the Lord.
不然的话, 我们的眼睛就看不清楚。
Otherwise, our eyes cannot see clearly.
我们的脚步可能也跟不上。
And our steps cannot catch up with him.
所以你要知道, 在主面前, 这是一件重要的事情。
So you know that it is something very important before the Lord.
那如果我们真的在主面前有一个跟主很密切的关系,
And if we truly have an intimate relationship with the Lord,
而且你也经历到主在你身上,在我身上,那个实际生命的工作,
And you truly have experienced the work of life among you and me.
我印象,激励我参加聚会哈, 除了说我刚信主的时候，我刚信主的时候，主跟我讲说你不可以停止聚会这句话以外。
Besides, when the Lord told me that you should not stop gathering altogether, besides this word which the Lord has told me, there's other things that encourage me to go to gatherings.
我当时参加就是参加聚会，特别有一些聚会哈，是很有主的同在，很有帮助的聚会。
I went to some gatherings that was full of Lord's presence and with a lot of help.
我聚完会以后，有一个很明显的感觉，我好像刚刚去洗了一次澡一样。
After the gathering, I really felt that as if I had just taken a shower.
我记得那时候有时候夏天非常的热，那个刚聚完会哈，那个外面是那个台湾那个天气是30几度的摄氏，大概100多度吧，有100度有没有？华氏大概100度，那么高的那个气温哈，可是我里面觉得好舒服啊，里面就是什么，好像刚洗完澡，那个很清爽的感觉。
I remember back then the summer in Taiwan was almost over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, but after the gathering, I felt so refreshed as if I have just taken a shower.
那有时候是在冬天的时候，外面还下着细雨，那个气温呢，因为气温当然可能没有这那么低了。但是大概就是这里大概可能华氏的话大概可能50多度啊，但是呢又下着雨，好像觉得特别冷，外面特别冷，但是里面觉得非常的暖和。
And sometimes in winter it felt really cold when it was raining outside, but I still felt very warm inside.
所以让我觉得很稀奇的，就是我里面的感受跟环境是相反的。
So I felt it was so amazing that how I felt inside was totally the opposite of the environment outside.
所以根本就不需要你要告诉你说你一定要聚会啊，打电话、啊、都不需要，反正你就是觉得你真的聚完会你就觉得你遇见了主。
So there was no need for others to push me to go to gatherings, but after each gathering, I just felt I've met the Lord.
因为被洁净过，所以就知道干净是怎么回事。
Because I've experienced the feeling of being cleansed, therefore I know how it feels.
如果我们在聚会当中，如果我们的聚会没有被洁净的，没有洁净的这个效果的话，我们的聚会价值可能不太高。
If our gathering has no work of the result of being cleansed, then it's really not so meaningful.
我是常常去经历这种东西。
I often experience those.
好像聚完会之后，我就整个人就刚洗过一次澡一样。
As if after the gathering, I've taken a shower.
不是我做了什么，是在那里遇见了主。
Not what I've done, but I've met the Lord there.
所以，当我们有软弱的时候，我们最愿意从心里面来向主呼求。
So when we are weak, we need to be willing to cry unto the Lord from the bottom of our heart.
求主来坚固我们。
Pray the Lord to establish us.
坚固我们不是我们自己的努力。
To establish us is not by our own effort.
但是是我们的愿意。
But based on our willingness.
神要恩待我们。
God shall be gracious to us.
所以神他愿意坚固我们到底，而且坚固到一个地步呢，到见他面的时候是无可责备。
And God is willing to establish us to the uttermost, and to the point that when we meet Him, we shall be blameless.
所以当我们今天来亲近主的时候，如果我今天一直都是在一个受责备的情况底下，那我怎么能有把握说我到见主的时候是无可责备的呢？
So that as we come to draw close to the Lord today, if we are always under the condition we feel condemned, then how can we on the day when we see the Lord, how can we become blameless?
应该一个正常的情况是，我本来是应该被责备的，但因为我来到主面前，我的确很清楚的得到他彻底的赦免。
The normal condition should be that.Even though it's true, I shall be rebuked. But when I come before the Lord, I shall receive His forgiveness very clearly.
不但是彻底的赦免，那个属灵的光景是一个完全的恢复。
Not only being forgiven thoroughly, but totally, the spiritual condition shall be revived completely.
如果我们没有被完全恢复，我们先一见主，我们去见主，你怎么去见主呢？没办法。
If we are not being revived completely, how can we meet the Lord?
所以这是我们在主面前需要常常祷告的。
So that is something we should always pray for ourselves.
我以前还不觉得哈，但是信主久了就发现，原来这个世界上真的是很多污秽的。
Back then, I really did not realize it, but after I believed the Lord for a longer time, I realized there are so many filthy things in the world.
而且我们这个人是很容易被玷污的。
And us are being so easily corrupted.
洗得越干净，你就越有机会发现污秽是怎么回事。
The more cleaner you are being washed, then the more you realize what filthy is.
如果我是十年没有洗澡。
If I haven't taken a bath for 10 years,
我在泥上再打滚一下也没什么太大的感觉。
I really don't have much feeling when I'm just being in the mud.
但是我刚刚洗干净。
But if I'm just being cleaned,
你沾到一点什么东西你就觉得非常的不舒服。
Then you feel so uncomfortable when you just touch some dust.
主的宝血是有功效的。
Lord's precious blood is so effective.
所以当我们亲近主的时候，一同在进入这个交通的时候，他会在我们身上造成一个渴慕，就这个渴慕呢，就是要呼求他坚固我们到底。
So when we enter into this fellowship, he will create a desire in us, which desire is that we can cry unto him to establish us to the end.
在我们日常的实行来讲的话，我觉得这个圣经已经告诉我们。
In daily practical issues, I think the Bible has already told us.
圣经里面在旧约有限繁祭，繁祭有一个晚祭，有一个早祭。
In the Old Testament, there's burnt offerings, which is one in the morning and one at night.
如果我们每一天晚上或者每一天的早上都每一就常常把自己奉献给主。
If every day at night and the morning we always consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我刚刚所讲的，你这个经历就不是一件很困难的事情。
Then what the experience I've just talked about will not be difficult.
常常我们能经历主多少，跟我们的奉献的情况产生很大的关系。
How much we can experience the Lord has to do with how much we offer up ourselves to the Lord.
我们如果真的把自己奉献给主，你就常常会得主的提醒。
If we really offered up ourselves to the Lord, then we always receive His reminder.
那这个进入天父与神儿子交通，对于整个聚会、对弟兄姊妹的光景，还有另外一方面影响。
And there are also other effects of entering into the fellowship with the Son that has to do with church and the condition of brothers and sisters.
就是要用主的思想、主的心思和主的意念来彼此装备。
That is to equip one another with the mind of the Lord and His thoughts.
这个用主的思想，不是用我们的思想。
It's with the thoughts of the Lord, not our thoughts.
那是主的意念，不是我们的。
It's the mind of the Lord, not ours.
而且弟兄姊妹，这个是弟兄姊妹的关系，是彼此互相造就的关系。
And the relationship between brothers and sisters is edifying with one another.
所以即使是刚刚蒙恩得救的，他都有帮助，他都有造就其他弟兄姊妹的他的那一份。
So even those who just believe the Lord, that he also have his part of helping others.
就是连肉身的小孩子，那个我们看那个小一个大家庭，对不对？小孩子就是很小的小孩，他都有他那一份。
Even the children within a big family, he has his part.
当然不是讲的肉体的那一份啊，是讲他那个好的那一份。
We don't talk about this part in flesh, but talks about the good part.
所以在主的思想里面，在主的意念里面，这个装备的时候，有几个方面可以注意。
So there are several aspects we can pay attention of when it comes to equipping and also in God's thought and mind.
第一个方面就是不可以分党。
The first thing is that there should be no divisions.
今天我们在这里聚会。
Today as we gather here,
我们问一个问题：我们现在这里聚会，是不是在许多的所谓的宗派当中，我们又多增加一个宗派
？We should ask a question: Are we one additional denomination among others?
我们这个宗派只是没有名字而已，但是也是一个宗派。
This kind of denomination, only that it has no name, but it's also one of them.
如果是那这个聚会就不没有价值。
If the answer is yes, then there is no meaning to our gathering.
那如果不是，那我们又怎么回事
？If the answer is no, then what exactly are we?
所以， 我们不要小看聚会。
So we should not despise gatherings.
聚会站在什么个立场上，这在神面前是重要的。
It's very important what kind of position this gathering stands on.
如果我们这只是许多的宗派里面，我们只是跟他用一个不同的名称、不同的方式的另外一个宗派，那跟分党有什么差别？
If we are just another denomination which uses a different name and ways, then what does it have to? Then what's the difference between division and this?
我们今天刚才擘的那个饼是代表什么
？What's the meaning of the bread we just break today?
我们刚才那个饼代表的范围有多大
？And the bread demonstrates the measure of it.
那个饼是代表我们在这里一百、两百、三百人呢？还是代表什么回事
Does the bread just represent us who are here, like several hundred people, or what exactly does it represent?
照着该有的情况，那个饼应该是代表基督的身体。
According to a normal condition, the bread represents the body of Christ.
所以，如果代表基督的身体，那我们这么些人是在基督身体多大呢？
So if it represents the body of Christ, then for us, then how big is the part that takes part of the body of Christ?
其实只是基督身体的一个很小的部分。
It's actually taking a little part of the body of Christ.
但为什么我们又用一个饼呢
？Then why still one bread?
这个饼就是，如果凡是神所接纳的，神所买赎回来的，我们都在这个饼里面。
This bread represents that.Anyone who's been accepted and been redeemed by the Lord, it's all included in this bread.
所以如果有个外来的弟兄，他不在我们这里受浸，但是他是的确清楚蒙恩得救的，他就应该可以擘这个饼。
Therefore, if there's a brother, although he's not been baptized within our gathering, but if he's truly been saved by grace, then he should be able to break this bread.
在我以前刚受洗的那个聚会里面
，In the gathering which I got baptized with，
受洗之后呢，就发给你一个会员证。
After I got after people got baptized, they give us a membership.
那个会员证现在我们看是没什么，但是那个时候会员证很重要的。
To us now, this membership means nothing, but back then it was very important.
这会员证代表你可不可以吃饼。
The membership represents that whether you're able to partake the bread or not.
会员证代表你能不能参加服事。
The membership has to do whether you can involve with the service or not.
所以如果没有那个会员证呢，那你就要办一个手续来加入会员。
Without such membership, then you have to apply for the membership.
那你如果不办手续呢，你又不加入会员呢，那你是在这个会员以外。
If you do not apply for it, and also you just would not like to join, then you are outside of it.
你可以来聚会，但是很多事情也没有份。
You can come to gatherings, but you cannot take part in many things.
所以这是什么？这其实是把基督的身体缩小到一个小部分。
Actually, this is to shrink the body of Christ to something very small.
所以这个呢，就是说我们真的是有主的思想。有主的意念，我们应该从这里被拯救出来。
If we really have the mind and thought of the Lord, we shall be delivered from this.
凡是主所接纳的，主所买赎的，都应该是我们接纳的。
For all those the Lord has accepted and redeemed are, and we shall also accept them.
可能思想不一样。
Maybe they have different thoughts.
可能观念不一样。
Maybe different opinions.
可能生活的习惯不一样。
Maybe different
可能喜欢的东西不一样。
Maybe their likes or dislikes might be different.
甚至语言不一样。
Or maybe different language.
但是只要有主的赦免。
But as long as there's the life of the Lord.
我们都应该彼此的接纳。
We shall all accept one another.
不但彼此的接纳，真正进入生命的交通。
Not only accept one another, but truly enter into the fellowship of life.
如果我们只是打打招呼 ，say 个 hi， 然后从来没有什么生命的交通，其实不是圣经所告诉我们的。
If we just say hi to one another, but there's never fellowship within life, then it's not what the Bible tells us.
如果我们在同一个房子里面聚会，但又从来不在一起聚会，这其实没有交通。
If we gather together in the same house,
同一个房子里面聚会, 但是又不在一起聚会,
if we gather together in the same house, but do not gather together, then that's really no fellowship.
所以你就知道, 生命互动是在跟环境有关系的。
Therefore, you know that the interaction of life has to do with environment.
所以主把我们摆在一起, 这是神的权柄。
So it is God's authority to put us together.
那只有怎么样说, 我们愿意服在他的权柄底下, 我们才愿意跟弟兄姊妹来在一起交通。
So only when we are willing to be subjective under his authority, then we can have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我昨天看了一则新闻,那个新闻,有印象有点深刻。
There was a news yesterday which gave me a deep impression.
那个是一个演员,他好像40岁左右,他当演员当了很久了。
There is an actor about 40 years old or so. He's been an actor for many years.
那反正我不晓得什么缘故,后来他跟他的先生呢,离婚了。
I don't know for whatever reason, she got divorced with her husband.
那离婚了之后呢,然后就是可能最近在一个他们一个什么样的情况底下,他突然把他的心里的感受表达出来。So
after getting divorced, she suddenly shared how she felt.
她说她非常的后悔。
She said that she really feels regret.
她没有给她的先生够多的时间跟她在一起。
She did not give her husband enough time to be together with her.
她没有给她的先生和她自己够多的机会能够在一起相处。
She did not give her husband enough time to be together with her.
现在离婚了才发现。 她真的爱她先生,
so after divorce, she realized how much she loves her husband and this family. So she felt so sorrowful.
今天我们就是说,
so today before the Lord, we also have the same opportunity to be together to fellowship.
如果我们把我们在一起交通的机会当做一个很没有用的机会,不在,
if we despise and also feel the opportunity of our fellowship time is not without meaning.
我们可能有少数的弟兄姊妹跟主的关系很好,他们也在主面前也在交通。
It might be that there are just a few brothers and sisters have very good relationship with the Lord and they fellowship with one another.
但对于不在乎的弟兄姊妹呢,这个交通就中断了。
But for those brothers and sisters who do not care, then this fellowship has been interrupted.
这个中断呢,不只是不在乎的弟兄姊妹受损失,就是连在乎的弟兄姊妹也同样受损失。
Not only those brothers and sisters do not care, but those who care also got lost.
所以进入天父与神儿子的交通,不是只有一个人的事情。
Therefore, it's not just one person's business to enter into the fellowship of Father and Son.
基督身体有多大, 神也给我们恩典,能够尽量的去经历到。
How great is the body of Christ? God also gives us the grace to experience this.
在远方的弟兄姊妹, 我们偶尔有他跟他有机会, 但是在本地的弟兄姊妹, 是特别的恩典, 能够常常有机会。
For those brothers and sisters who are far away, sometimes God gives us the opportunity to do so. But for those who gather together with us locally, God gives us even more opportunity.
但如果本地的弟兄姊妹是在一个地方,但从来又不在一起交通, 它其实就是分党的现象。
But for those who gather locally, if you are in one place but never fellowship with one another, then that is called division.
这是需要主救我们脱离的。
That is something we need the Lord to deliver us from.
我读到一段圣经,我很害怕,我很震惊。
There's a place of scripture when I read, I feel really scared and being shocked with.
我不需要解释它。I
do not need to explain it.
但是我给大家一起看这段圣经。
But let me show you the place of scripture.
提多书第三章,
Titus verse, chapter 3.
第十、十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
分门结党的人警戒过一两次就要弃绝他。
A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject.
因为知道这等人已经被盗犯了罪自己明知不是还是去做。
Knowing that he does such is subverted and sins, being condemned of himself.
希望主自己把这个话放在我们心里面。
Hope that Lord put these words in us.
这是何等严厉的话。
How serious are these words?
这是整个全地的教会没有办法被主成全的一个重要的因素。
That is a major reason for the entire church on earth cannot be perfected by the Lord.
这是叫我们不能看见基督身体的丰富。
That is something so we cannot see the riches of the body of Christ.
这常常叫我们觉得心里痛心的事情。
Often this makes our heart feel, this really breaks our heart.
所以如果我们有主的心思，有主的意念，我们就不可以分担。
Therefore, we do have the mind of, if we have the mind of Christ and the thought of the Lord, we shall not have division.
虽然我们有很多的不同，
even though there are many differences we have,
但是我们愿意把握主给我们的机会，彼此的装备，彼此的建造。
But we are willing to take hold of the opportunity the Lord gives us to equip and to edify one another.
我们不要有一个想法，只有我能帮助别人，别人不能帮助我。
Thus, don't have this thought that only myself can help others, but others cannot help me.
特别对于信主久的人，
especially to those who have believed the Lord for a long time,
容易陷在这种的问题底下，
might be easily be under this kind of issue.
只有我可以帮助你们，
only I can help you.
你们讲的我都知道了，
whatever you talk about, I've already known.
没什么新鲜的，没什么了不起的，
there's nothing new.
不要自高自大。
Do not boast.
真的，刚刚蒙恩得救的，或刚刚从神那里得新鲜启示的弟兄姊妹，可以帮助我们。
For those who just got saved by grace and those who received the new revelation from the Lord, they are able to help us.
不在乎我信主多久。
Regardless of how long we believe the Lord.
在乎我是不是个等候主来的人。
Has to do whether I'm someone wait upon the Lord.
在乎我是不是真的愿意在主面前无可责备。
Has to do with whether I'm willing to be blameless before the Lord.
在乎我这个人是不是能够有一个能听的耳朵。
Has to do whether I have the ear that hears.
如果我真的能听得进去。
If truly I can hear.
就是一个我不喜欢的方式，主都能借着那个方式来帮助我。
Even if it's through something which I don't like, but Lord can still use that method to help me.
或者是那个人我就是讨厌他，但是他是出于主的，还是要帮助我。
Or even if through someone I dislike, but if that is from the Lord, that person will be able to help me.
所以这是主的心思。
So that is the mind of the Lord.
主的心思是叫我们能够把握再一次彼此建造的机会。
The mind of the Lord is that so we can take hold of the opportunity we can edify with one another.
所以在这样的一个情况底下，我们就经历主的十字架，基督的十字架。
So under this kind of circumstances we experience the cross of the Lord.
这个经历是叫我们生命的成长的。
This kind of experience helps our life to grow.
这个经历是要叫我们来见证神的大能和神的智慧。
And this experience allows us to testify God's power and wisdom.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，您信主到现在，您经历过几次神的大能？
I don't know that ever since you believed the Lord, how many times have you experienced the power of God?
你经历过几次神的智慧？
How many times have you experienced the wisdom of God?
你真的认为神是你真的认识这位大能的神吗？
Do you really know this God with great power?
你真是相信他有大能吗？
Do you really believe that he's powerful?
如果你真的相信他有大能，他是大能的神。
If you really believe that he is the powerful God,
那你要服在他大能的手下。
Then you should be subjective under the, his mighty hand.
我在年轻的时候是非常不顺服的人。
When I was young, I was someone very disobedient.
虽然我不是去做流氓，也不是去打架。
Even though I was not one of the gangsters.
但是我知道我不顺服。
But I know I was disobedient.
但是我必须承认。
But I have to confess that.
我得救以后刚好相反。
After I got saved, I become the opposite.
因为我已经尝过那个不顺服所带来的许多的苦楚。
Because I have already tasted the result, the bitterness of being disobedient.
我又知道我所信的是这位宇宙万有至高的主宰。
And I also know the Lord I believe is the one that's in control of the heaven and earth.
他是大能的神。
He's the powerful God.
所以你怎么能经历他的大能呢？
So how are you able to experience his power?
你是真的服在他大能的手下，他没有办法，他一定要显出他的大能出来。
If you are really under his mighty hand, then he must manifest his power.
如果我不服在他大能的手下，我又想经历他的大能，就非常困难。
If I'm not willing to be under his mighty hand, and but I would like to experience his power, which will be difficult.
我们的神是有大能的神。但他又是非常 gentleman， 他又非常绅士。
Our God is so powerful, and yet he's a gentleman.
你要显出你的能力，他就说让你吧，你去。
If you would like to manifest your own power, then he just let you be.
但是你如果真的无依无靠到他面前，他就显出他的能力是无穷的大。
But if you really go to him with 100% reliance on him, then he should manifest how great is his power.
所以不管我知道多少。
So regardless of how much I know.
不管人家觉得我有时候我有没有能力。
Regardless of how others think I'm powerful or not.
我非常愿意无依无靠的来到我们的救主面前。
I'm very willing to be totally reliant upon our Savior.
经历他的大能
，to experience his power，
而且怎么样，认识他的智慧
，and also to know his wisdom。
神的智慧是高过人的智慧
，God's wisdom is higher than man's。
啊，如果你真的去认识到他的智慧，你就发现我们今天这些雕虫小技啊，实在是算不得什么。
If you really understand God's wisdom, then you realize our thoughts are really nothing.
要经历神的大能，经历神的智慧，到一个地步，我们可以起来为主做见证。
We shall experience God's power and wisdom to the point that we are able to testify for Him.
有一句话说是，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
It says that the Christ is the power and the wisdom of God.
这个基督是什么？基督是受膏者。
Christ is the anointed one.
所以什么？这个主他把神的智慧、神的大能显出出来。
Lord has manifested the power and wisdom of God.
今天愿意单单的顺服圣灵的人，顺服主带领的人，他会见证神的大能、神的智慧。
For today, that if someone simply would like to be obedient to God's guidance, then he's able to testify God's power and wisdom.
我想有经历的弟兄姊妹，你心里是阿门的。
I think that for those who have experienced that, you really amen with it.
啊，那这个圣灵在我们里面的带领，常常叫我们觉得非常震撼。
There's such great impact for the leading of the Holy Spirit within us.
但这个震撼就叫我们。真是可以见证神的大能是这样的真实，神的智慧是这样的超越。
And this kind of great impact can enables us to testify how real is God's power and how surpassing is God's wisdom.
而且，一个进入天父与神儿子交通的人。
And for someone who enter into the fellowship between Son and God.
他又在主的心思、主的意念里面的人。
And he's within Lord's mind and thoughts.
他可以交通。神的拣选
，and he is able to fellowship upon the election of God.
神的拣选是一件很奇妙的事情。
It's amazing about God's election.
神讲说，他拣选世上软弱的，叫强壮的羞愧。
God says that he has chosen the weak things of the world to put the strong ones into shame.
他拣选世上愚拙的， 叫有智慧的羞愧。
And God chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
他拣选世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那些无有的，为要废掉那有的。
And also the base things of the world and things which are despised, then in order to put the things into now.
神的拣选就是神做起头。
For God's election is that God is the beginning.
神来供应，神来带领一切。
God is the provision and guide all things.
我就想到说，2005年，主在我身上做了奇妙的事情。
I saw that in 2005, God has done an amazing work in me.
一直到现在，主还愿意给我。
Even until now, He's still willing to provide.
就是，主居然会叫我写诗歌。
That is that Lord enables me to write hymns.
那一天就在高云朗弟兄家。
That day was at Brother Richard Gao's house.
有三个弟兄姊妹要受浸。
There were three brothers and sisters getting baptized.
他们就把他们得救的这个过程就这样交通出来。
So they were sharing about the testimony of how they got saved.
我事先也没有任何心理的准备。
And I really was not prepared.
我只是跟主祷告说，主啊，你真是使这个聚会充满你的同在。
I only pray to the Lord that may your presence be fully with this meeting.
让弟兄姊妹在一起交通的时候，真的是能够看见你在弟兄姊妹身上有工作。
So that when brothers and sisters share, we can truly see your work among brothers and sisters.
他们的得救是清楚的，叫我们为他受浸的时候，我们也能够把荣耀归给主。
As their salvation is very clear, then when we baptize them, we can also give God all the glory.
我们只是很平常的，就坐在那里，大家谈谈讲讲啊讲啊，就你怎么得救的。
Very ordinarily, we're just sharing about how they got saved.
那没有想到，三个讲完以后，我心里突然有个感动。
I've never thought that after three brothers and sisters share, all of a sudden I've had a touch.
那时候就看我要不要顺服。
So that time only has to do whether I obey or not.
我就看他家桌上有一张纸，已经撕掉一部分了。
Then I got this a piece of scratch paper.
那我就说这个纸要不要？他说不要。
So I asked him for it.
那我就把那个感觉就写下来。
So I wrote down the touch from my heart.
写完之后我就给他们看一下。
Then after I wrote those down, I showed them.
我们大家有一个共同的感觉，这个好像可以唱的东西。
So we all felt that this is something we can sing.
那但是谁来做这件事情？
But who is to do this?
谁有负担做这件事？
Who has the burden to do it?
没有人有负担。
There's nobody who has the burden.
他们只知道说方喜是学音乐的。
Of course, Sister Sissy is she learns music.
那就把这个工作交给方喜吧。
So we just hand this to Sissy.
好，那我自己想也就这样子结束了。
So I thought that we just finish it this way.
结果没想到那一天回家又有感动来。
But I've never thought of that after I went home, there's another touch.
那我就突然就是感动到那个启示录的那些一些的情况。
I felt touched about the things mentioned in the book of Revelation.
那我就也是把它往往就写下来。
Then immediately I wrote those down.
那好像写了五节吧。
About five verses.
那个格式跟前面的是完全不同的。
The format is completely different from the formal one.
就又多一个。
Then one more.
那我还是不会。
I still did not know how.
那我就放心，又多一个，你看看怎么办。
So I showed that to Sissy.
好，那就没想到，过了两天，突然有个感觉，好像有个音乐在我里面。
But after 2 days, all of a sudden the melody comes up in my heart.
那我就直觉感觉，赶快就把去录音把它录下来。
So my intuition tells me that I should record it down.
那我就把那个词啊，我就那个音乐，这个把那个词套到音乐里面，就唱，就把录音录下来。
So I just put the lyrics and melody together, and then I recorded.
那结果呢？哎，刚刚好。就刚好整个就要唱完，然后就结束了这样。
Then the whole thing actually matches and ends, at the right place.
不但如此，又过没多久，又有一个音乐来了。
Not only that, not after long, there's another melody comes comes up.
这个音乐是完全不同的音乐。
And that's completely different melody.
然后就把那另外那个词呢一唱，哎，又刚刚好。
Then I put the later lyrics onto it, which actually fits perfectly.
就那一天就拿了两个曲子。
So that day I received two of them, two songs.
你说我做了这些事情，我什么感觉？
Actually, how do I feel about that?
我会跟他说，我会写歌曲。
Do I tell others that I know how to write songs?
我没办法这样讲。
I cannot say that.
我知道我不会。
I know I cannot.
我连词都不会写。
I don't even know how to write lyrics.
曲更难了。
And it's harder for melody.
因为我到现在还是音乐盲，因为我那个五线谱还是看不懂。
Actually, even now, I still cannot read the notes, music notes.
因为我只能看 C 大调，除了 C 大调，从来没办法。
There's only one kind of notes I can read. Besides that, I know nothing.
那我连看都跟不上那个速度，我怎么去写这种东西？不可能。
I don't even understand it. Then how can I write the song?
神要给我，我只能接受。
As God would like to give to me, I can only receive.
我跟大家透露，那个词现在超过100。
Let me tell you that the lyrics now is more than 100 of them.
我说什么？
So what can I say?
我有什么能力？
What kind of power do I have?
我比别人有什么长处？
What kind of strength do I have more than others?
我必须承认，没有。
I have to confess that nothing.
这是神的拣选。
It's God's election.
神要给啊，我只是当收音机把它就收下来而已啊，我其他不会啊。
God would like to give, so all I can do is just record it and receive it, but I really know nothing.
你说这样我能说，你看我能够写多少多少东西，我只能说赞美主。
I cannot tell you that how many songs I can write. I can only say praise the Lord.
所以真正经历主的人，他夸口的时候是指着主的名夸口的。
Therefore, for those who really experienced the Lord, when he boasts, he just glory in the Lord.
这个不是作假的。
That's not something we can just fake about.
因为神拣选，神又做成那些事情，这完全是神的事情，神的能力，神的智慧。
For God chooses and he completes, it's all by God and it's his power and wisdom.
所以如果真的我们进入主的心思，进入主的这意念去建造，我们常常夸口的。
Therefore, if we really build up by the thought and the mind of the Lord, then when we glory in the Lord.
如果我们指着耶稣基督的名夸口，你就发现你在波饼聚会里面，你在需要赞美主的时候，非常的自然，不需要勉强。
If we really glory in the name of the Lord Jesus, then during the Lord's table, it becomes very natural for you to praise the Lord.
因为这是真的。
Because that is so real.
神也在当中显现做工。
And God also manifests His work among us.
所以盼望主帮助我们，做一个彼此建造的人。
So pray the Lord helps us. We can build each other up.
这个建造呢，这个装备呢，是从主来的，也回到主那里去。
This kind of building and equipping comes from the Lord and also returns unto Him.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。Lord,
we offer back those words to your hands.
求你用宝血遮盖。May
your precious blood cover them.
求你圣灵给我们回头的亮光。May
your Holy Spirit give us the light as we look back.
除了你以外，没有人能成就你所做的事情。Apart
from you, there's no one who can accomplish the work you do.
我们唯有靠的，把我们自己、把弟兄姊妹、把这个聚会。
With no other reliance, we commit ourselves, brothers, sisters, and this gathering unto your hands.
你召聚我们在这里，是要让你的名得荣耀。
As you gather us here, so your name be glorified.
求你能够充充足足的成就，超过我们所求所想。
May you complete the things that surpassing our understanding and thoughts.
愿荣耀归给坐宝座的羔羊和父神。
May the glory be unto the Lamb and Father that's on the throne.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.